Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for your service. Wanted to say that. I'm going to be reading. My text is going to be Psalm 62. Thank you, Pastor, for letting me preach. Brother Kevin preached Wednesday, I'm pretty sure, in kind of in one of his 70-something different places he looked at. This was one of the off. He didn't really point out this, but he sent this, and like the rest of the service, I was just thinking about this, and Lord hasn't let me off my heart. I was going to preach on something else, but just Lord said I'm going to preach this, so I hope I'm a blessing. I'm going to be preaching to myself right now, so you can just listen to what I'm preaching to myself. Amen. Psalm 62, verse 6. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God my salvation, my glory, my God. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. When you read this verse, you automatically get the picture. You know, you get the picture of God is my refuge. Yeah. And it's, I find this verse kind of not cut and dry, but almost kind of dry. I've made this more clear. But I was thinking, you know, there's some other verses pretty similar to this. So I was reading, I flipped over to Psalms 91, yeah. 1 through 10. This is going to be my main, that was just my springboard verse. This is going to be my main text. It's going to be 1 through 10, so it's a bit of reading, so just bear with me. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I trust, will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror of night, nor by the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come to thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. And the whole rest of this chapter has pretty much the same topic, but I'm not going to read it because it's a lot of reading. So these verses say that Lord is our refuge, and I really wish I could end there and say, God, if once we're saved, God is going to protect us. But there's a catch in the first verse. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I picture that as the will of God. I picture the will of God almost as like a boat. And the boat is designed to be in the world, but not of the world. So if we're in the boat or in God's will, we're going to be in the world, but at the same time, we're not of the world. And that boat, if a storm comes, boats are designed to ride above the waves. And it's pretty cool how much resistance a boat can make against the wind and waves. But sometimes in my life, Satan has had a habit of coming up and taking a bucket of water and putting it right next to the boat. I personally don't, I'm not sure, but I don't think he can put the sin in my life. But I think he can make it very easy for us to just touch the sin and just falls right in our boat. I think we don't have to work hard to sin, but I don't think Satan could put the sin itself into my life. But you think, how many have been in a canoe? I fish a lot, so I'm in a canoe. And sometimes to freak Nathan out, I'll dip the side over just to let some water in. And 5 gallons of water, a bucket of water, he screams like a baby. It's pretty funny. But 5 gallons of water seems like a lot, but in a canoe, you hardly notice it's there. So I think, oh, it's just a little sin. It's not going to affect me at all, right? It's just a little bit of sin in my life. I can still do the will of God, but a little, I found out, to my cost, a little turns a lot more, and that turns into even more. And eventually, we have so much sin in our lives, we're just above the water. In a canoe, you can fill that thing up a lot and still be above the water and floating. But when a storm comes, that canoe's not going to be able to take the waves like it would be if it was high above the water. And eventually, you have so much water in there, it just seems like the canoe just sinks out from under you. And So, like, where that means now you have so much sin, you've brought so much sin around you that you're now out of the will of God. And then we're vulnerable. I have quite a few hobbies, my family tells me, but my main one is falconry. I don't know how many of you knew that, but I trap, well, I've only done it once, but I was going to do it this year, but I had bad luck with a bird. But I trap a red-tailed hawk, and I train it to hunt with me. And I put up in a tree and walk through the woods, and I hunt squirrels and rabbits, but mainly squirrels. And my last bird I named Ion. And if I saw a squirrel, that squirrel was pretty much a goner, unless it made it to a nest or a hole. If we're not in the will of God, Satan can, like, do whatever he wants to us. We're saved and all, but we're not going to have the same, we're not going to be under God's wings. And the only way for us to be truly, like, have his as our refuge is to beeline it to his will. Like that squirrel, those squirrels can run really fast to nests. But even then, if we have so much sin in our lives, Satan can attack the church or attack us, right? And we may think, oh, we're going to get, you know, for a squirrel, I'm going to get eaten. But and if we have so much sin in our lives, that storm comes, you know, we just like, oh, well, we're lost here. And the squirrels will sometimes ditch and run. And as soon as they do that, the hawk will grab them. But there's some squirrels where Ion has totally shredded a nest, but it seems like the squirrel just disappeared. But I know he's in a little ball in the dead center of the will of God. And my bird cannot find it, and I can't find it. Now we shoot it with slingshots and flush it out. But in Satan doesn't, I guess he wouldn't have people on the ground hunting with slingshots. But the only way for that squirrel to survive is to make it to a nest, a bunch of branches on the ground, or a hole. The only way for us to be under the will of God, or under the wings of God, or Him as our refuge, is to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. I have been out of the will of God, and I found that three things were, I noticed that, I mean a lot of things, but the most thing, the first thing is I had absolutely no joy. I was miserable. I was always mad at someone. I was mad, and I had no joy. I had no peace. I was worried about stuff. I was like, oh, I'm failing at school. I'm so worried. Like, I had no joy or peace. And the biggest one, looking back, I know this is totally untrue, but the biggest one is I started to question if I was even saved. Yeah. I'm sinning so much. Am I even saved? Like, how can I? How am I even saved? But then when you get back into the will of God, you look back and say, no, I'm always, once saved, always saved. And I regret that. I don't think, a day does not go by where I regret being outside of the will of God. And people could not tell I was outside of the will of God. My family didn't know. No one knew besides me. But that message of forgiveness I preached on forgiveness. And I realized that even though I regret that, I think, oh, how's the Lord ever going to forgive me? He's already forgiven me. He forgave me at the cross. That's just been a big comfort. And the Bible says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. For though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as wool. I think I got that backwards. But no matter what, God will forgive us. And I'm saying all this just to beg you, don't get out of the will of God. It's not worth it. It's just really not. So that's all I have.